Is your family a success?
Is there even a measure for family success?
We think there is. And with a 20-year track record of success, we're going to show you how to bless your family with success in your health, relationships, and finances. I'm Steve Keen.
And I'm Katie Keen. And along with some awesome guests, we are going to give you our secrets to family success. Welcome to Family Success Secrets. Welcome back, everybody. We're so glad to be here with you this week. Today, we have a topic that we wanted to talk to you about that was really important to us throughout the last 27 years of our lives, and especially the last 17 once we became parents. We have had to navigate through intense work situations and still keep our family a priority. So today, we wanted to talk to you about the work-life balance.
We have spent decades witnessing, watching families trying to navigate the work and life balance, and we had to address this for ourselves too, especially during the times of Operations Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom back around that 2005-2006 era. I had friends who would get home from a six-month deployment to one of those two theaters. They'd have 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, for their teams to break down, add some new team members, train up completely, and get back overseas to some other place for their next deployment for 6 more months. And that took a massive toll on their family, on their personal lives, you can imagine. I've also seen this with civilians. I knew guys who would start their work week on Sunday evening at 6 p.m., they would be checking emails. They would be taking phone calls on Sunday night, on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. I've seen people sending out emails at 10 p.m. on Saturday night, doing all kinds of stuff, trying to catch up. I remember one guy went so far as to say that with this particular job, the stature of it required, well, not the stature, but the what he perceived to be the workload and the importance of it required you to, quote, sacrifice your family, right? What he meant was that you would never see them because you were so dedicated to the work that you had to do. Needless to say, that cost him his marriage. And here's the thing, he didn't even have that job. But I think that probably points to the mindset that he had in his own marriage, that he was aspiring for a job like that. He was probably living that out already. So we've seen plenty of bad examples, but I've also seen really good examples as well. So let's tell you about those. I've had some really great leaders in my life. They set a good example. They had an expectation that when you got out of work, you know, you were done for the day. Go home, spend the time with your family. They set the tone that work is important, but it's not everything. And that was really good because it was good that you had a really good leader demonstrating that our work wasn't the most important thing in the world and that it wasn't more important than our family. This helped everyone to establish a good balance during that tour of duty. We were overseas. It was very dangerous work. It was very intense work, but there was a good precedent there for everyone who served under that leader and for future tours of duty because they knew that the work and life balance was important and it was achievable. But you had to be intentional about it. And in this case, those leaders, that command, they really were. People love to work for people like that because they believe and emphasize that family is very important. And they weren't trying to work you to death to make themselves look good. They were smart enough and good enough as leaders and managers. They could organize and orchestrate things at the work environment so that the climate favored being efficient, so that people were able to get done what they needed to get done within the course of a normal workday. They'd have it done, it'd be finished, and it didn't spill over into what should then be the after hours, the family time. This had the positive side effect of people doing a great job. They enjoyed their work, they enjoy where they work, and they recommended to other people all the time, this is the place to be. You've got all these places in the world you can choose from, but if they give you the opportunity to come here, it's worth it. And they'd want to work for that boss again. And I saw that. People loved to try and find a way to get back into places where that boss was so that they could have that type of environment again. The other thing that was good about that is that it taught folks how to wisely avoid the people who had the opposite ideology, which we saw in that exact place within a year or so after the good leader leaving, right? If you know what good leadership looks like, that will paint a very vivid picture to you when you experience the bad leadership, okay? Having that good leadership, though, it improved the morale of our command, the quality of the work that people did, and it certainly improved the training. It made for a safer work environment because everyone was able to focus better and they wanted to do a good job. People were generally healthier too, right? When you enjoy what you're doing, the stress is lower. It creates a better environment for your mental health. So how do we start? If we want to find balance and live a life that is happier and more deeply fulfilling, start with remembering the promises that you've made to your spouse. People who are married in the Judeo-Christian tradition, they have a background, right? At our weddings and ceremonies where we make promises to one another before God, and we take those very seriously, at least we should, that they're going to love and honor and provide for and take care of one another for their whole lives. It is very likely that if a person is married outside of that tradition, outside of the church, they still exchange vows of some sort, something that's similar to that, not in front of a person who is the leader of a church, but to someone who is perhaps a government official or some other authority. So if they are married, they have very likely literally promised to be there for one another for the entirety of their lives. But people will often get into a routine or a habit of working harder and harder in order to climb the ladder, you know, the corporate ladder. It starts with a desire first to provide for the family, or maybe you had that desire before you had a family. All too often, though, employers are too demanding on the time for the employees, and they give unrealistic workloads. This causes people to do one of two things. They can either live in fear of losing their job, so they take on that workload, or they would happily, let's say, work harder and harder in order to do a stellar job to prove that they can do it regardless of the amount of work that they are given. And that way they look awesome, like, look what I pulled off, and that allows them to continue to climb the ladder. I frequently see people who put the expectation of their work supervisor over the lifelong promise that they made to their spouse and to their children by extension. They give work their all, the best hours of the day, the best years of their life, and their family is often shortchanged because they are not getting any quality time with the spouse or parent who works outside of the home. This is especially true for people who are in the military, which we have experienced ourselves firsthand. We've had to be very intentional with how we separated our time, so that we had a great family life despite months-long pre-deployment training and workups, then followed by 6 months of being gone continuously. Other folks, maybe they operate in the capacity of a first responder. They have that type of career. You may have a very demanding job as well. Some people have rotating shift work. They also need to be very deliberate in the plan and protect their time with their family. Some people have seasonal work, and they need to do the same sort of thing. They must manage their time, set boundaries, and stick to them. If they are prioritizing work over family, then they need to be reminded of their commitments to one another. Husband and wife should be talking here. They need to remember their commitments because that commitment is lifelong, but their employer will replace them quickly. No matter how devoted they are, even if they're hard to replace, they will surely be replaced. All right? But you cannot replace a family member. So I want to pause here and just say, I'm offering high-performance coaching, all right? I've got decades of experience with the Navy as a special operations officer. I've got years of corporate experience, so sort of climbing that ladder myself there. And in all of that, I have maintained an excellent work and life balance. And I would be thrilled to share that with you. So in notes and the description of this podcast, there will be links for how you can get in touch with me if you're interested in that.
So from the perspective of the stay-home mom, I was home with the kids while Steve was on deployment. I was there dealing with all the difficult circumstances that we would have, like health issues, all the special needs that the kids would have. And for me, I really needed to have that foundational assurance that when Steve was present with us, his heart and mind was also present with us, not just his body. We needed his interaction. I have to say, we reveled in his attention when he would be home. And we just really enjoyed his personality and sense of humor whenever he was home. Those years were intense. The hours were long. The requirements were high. And so we made an absolute point to take advantage of the time that we had with him. We really missed him during the day. And I have to say, the times when he wasn't deployed, we looked forward to when he would come in each evening. The deployments felt really long, but that quality time and the attention that we received from him when he was home with us actually was what reinforced our hearts so that we were okay on those long days of separation. Similarly, you know, when he's working long days away from the house, he leaves before the family's awake. Now, you know, during his corporate job before COVID and before he was able to work from home, and he would come home not long before dinner and bedtime. And even today, you know, he's at his desk, he's doing his job from before most of the family is awake until, again, not too long before dinner. So our family misses him. And if he were to spend the time with us distracted by the phone or looking at the computer all evening, or, you know, with just the short number of minutes that he has on a daily basis to invest in the kids and our marriage, if those got snapped up, we can't recover that time. So we do use weekends to do home projects if we need to. And we have always, though, tried to balance that with doing as much of those projects together as a family as we can. And we don't spend the weekends in our own spaces, still isolated, because we know when we have the opportunity to have those minutes, we need to make good use of them. We need to leverage them and make them effective for ourselves. Now, every family is going to have their own unique way that they find that balance in their lives. It's not going to look like my family. You guys won't necessarily do projects the same, you know, way together. Your kids might be too young. You might not be able to help. They might not be able to help. You might have to do something else that just allows you guys to spend that time. But look for ways that you can uniquely do that. The thing that you're really after when you're searching for this balance is just that sense of satisfaction, that sense of connection, of knowing that the family is the true priority, even when life is causing more work than desired. So we understand, like, sometimes people just have to work a second job, or you have to work extra hours to make ends meet financially. That's just a part of life. We know it gets busy. We know it gets hard and exhausting, and you can come home and you're just tired. But those kinds of times shouldn't be the norm either. Finding the balance so that you can be supported by, like, a good budgeting program that would lead you to a better ability to balance your life overall, or looking for a higher paying job, or cutting expenses, or even starting your own business are ways that you can then hopefully find more hours that you can be together, that you are less stressed, that you really can spend more time that's quality together. And again, whatever minutes you do have, just be present in the moment. That is probably one of the biggest takeaways and the things that worked the best for Steve and I over the years that kept us together and kept us strong, no matter how much time apart we knew we were going to have. Our trust for each other and the ability to just say, even for myself, which was very challenging as a busy mom, I can't leave work. Work is at my home. I had to say, it's time to just stop. It's time to turn my focus to my kids, to my husband, and stop. And honestly, I think Steve actually had to train me how to do that for the first couple years of our life. I think he's laughing. But it was so important when I was able to do that. And it is actually some of my favorite time now that I spend with our family.
So let's talk about a few tips for how you can set a better expectation and balance for your work and life balance. Number one, set intentional boundaries, because technology has made it possible for your boss and your coworkers to connect with you on your personal social media and that cell phone that you carry with you everywhere, right? And you need to set an expectation as to how often they're going to be hitting you up on that, right? You need to set a boundary, right? they will contact you at night. They will contact you on the weekend. However, they would not like it if your spouse is doing the same thing, or your kids are doing the same thing frequently throughout the day while you're at work. If you're taking personal calls, they would not like the intrusion against their time. Yet they do not often allow those boundaries to be set in the opposite direction, so they're not going to do that themselves. You've got to do that. It is vital that the family set and keep those boundaries for themselves, even if your boss doesn't like it. You must set your boundaries at work so that they know you will keep the home stuff at home and the work stuff at work. Now, that's not like perfectly rock solid. There is some overlap there, and that's okay. All right. But we're talking about extremes here. Something else you can do. Number two, manage your time well. Do not overschedule or overcommit in either area of your life, either home or at work, right? If you are scheduling yourself, your family, and your weekend so full of activities, you'll be personally wiped out and too tired to perform well at work on Monday. And then you're going to be double tired when you get home from work on Monday, which means you have nothing left to give to your family when you get home, okay? So don't set yourself up for failure by working so hard through the week and then having so much stuff going on during the course of the weekend that you now get in a vicious cycle, never getting any rest. Lack of time management will also impact your mental, relational, and physical health, okay? If you overcommit at work and you're there in excess of normal hours all the time, you're going to be wiped out every time you walk in the door of your house, and you have negatively affected your family and your relationship at home. The time and energy that you need for good interaction with your family will be affected. If you're overcommitted, then you will also likely not be caring for yourself physically, mentally, or spiritually, which is harmful for you personally. And of course, that's going to rub off on your family as well. That's going to negatively impact both your family and your work life. So be smart about how you commit yourself and how you manage your time and how you set boundaries.
So orchestrating a good balance between family fun and family work at home is important, and it can be done. Just because you're home, even though it sounds like we're saying, oh, have a great time, you know, every time you're together, make it fun. Of course, we all want that, but we understand, we know you can't have fun things happening all the time. So just try to make the work fun whenever you can. Try to optimize with systems that help you run your house so that it runs more smoothly and efficiently, allowing you more free time where you can enjoy one another and your family life. Of course, it's always easier said than done, but if you look into your life carefully, you will be able to see where you can be more efficient at home and at work, and then you can take baby steps to make those changes.
All right, let's talk about some positive trends that I'm seeing in the employment market. We'll use these as a side note here to sort of end on and give you hopefully some hope that things are improving in my eyes out there in the workforce. There are employers who go out of their way to make sure that there's a good balance. I've seen that in some job postings recently. Some companies advertise this as a benefit of working for them, right? They'll say things like flexible hours. I saw one the other day that said no meetings before 1 p.m. because anybody who works in just about any office setting knows that meetings are the time sink. They rob you of your time, and then you don't get that time to do the work that you need to do, okay? So that you can feel like you're ending on a positive note each day on time. So no meetings before 1 p.m., flexible hours, and some other ways to support the employees to keep them productive and happy and enjoying their experience. People are offering that now and saying, hey, check us out. We do this. And, you know, that's really good. Imagine working for a company that has that kind of focus on your satisfaction, right? We hope that there is going to be more of that coming in the future. And I have to say that I'm encouraged by that. And I hope that trend does continue to grow.
So we hope this will inspire you to take a peek at your work-life balance and to just kind of get into the nitty-gritty. We know it's hard. We know that there is a lot of demands on parents these days. We get it. And we're here to testify that you can live through it and still be successful. So take heart, be encouraged, and if you'd like any personalized help, please reach out to us. We would absolutely love to help you, whether it's to help you streamline some of the systems and relationships and processes in your home so that you can increase your team mentality and get the kids working on your team and working more smoothly. Or if it's that you just want some customized help about what you can do to help you have a better balance between work and home, we're here to help you. So please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd also just love your general feedback. Do you have any ideas of things you'd like to hear on the show? Do you have any guests you'd love to see if we could get on the show for you? So please be in touch with us. It would just delight us. You are welcome to get onto our email list at podcast.familysuccesssecrets.com. And once you're on that list, if you hit the reply button, we will personally receive your email and we can reply to you. You can also find us on Instagram at Family Success Secrets and on Facebook. We have a page and a group. So if you'd like to be part of the group, there's going to be some exclusive lives in there and some definitely pretty cool things that we have up our sleeves that we'll be adding into that group soon. And that is also just Family Success Secrets for the page and for the group. We hope you're having a really great week and we look forward to being with you again next week.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening and spending time with us today. If you know anyone who could benefit from this podcast, we would be honored if you would share it. Please rate, review, subscribe, and download.
Head over to podcast.familysuccesssecrets.com to have a top-rated family success secret sent straight to your inbox. We look forward to spending time with you again next week during our next episode. See you then.
Bye, everyone.